بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of a speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, after planting saplings on the occasion of Tree Planting Day on March 23. In our constitution, preservation of the environment has been stipulated. This is an important matter. No one should violate this law. This is one of the outstanding features of our constitution. I hope that, God willing, the people will be successful and our officials will be successful with God's grace in carrying out the necessary work that we all have a responsibility to do. I will also like to briefly talk about an issue that has been taking place recently, and that is the issue of, some are saying, the poisoning of students. I'm well aware that our officials have sat together and discussed this issue. They are working hard and they have specified duties. I want to emphasize that they must earnestly investigate this matter. This is an important issue.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
If there truly are people involved in this, if there are individuals or groups involved in this matter, the crime they have committed is a huge, unforgivable crime. If there are people involved in this, and undoubtedly there are certain people involved somehow, the responsible organizations, the intelligence and law enforcement agencies, they must investigate this matter and find the source of this crime. Both the perpetrators and all those who are involved. These perpetrators must be sentenced to the maximum punishment and they must receive the maximum punishment because this is not a petty crime. It is a crime against the most innocent members of society, that is children. And it causes fear. It causes insecurity. It creates mental insecurity in society and it worries families. It causes these things. These are not small things. These must be earnestly investigated, and if people are convicted, there will be no pardon for them. Everyone should know this. They must be punished, and their punishment should serve as a lesson to others. I hope that the Almighty God will bless our nation, our country, our people, and the members of our society, and that God's mercy will be bestowed upon us as it has always been up until today. Praise God, and I hope that, God willing, the country's officials will be able to earnestly pursue and do things that they have in mind and move forward. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.